Hey, Miss West, it's Bjorn. So thank you so much for the gifty
Bjorn,
surprise.
You are welcome. Congratulations.
Coffee went well. I had coffee, and then there was like muffin, which was like 7,000 gajillion calories at Starbucks.
Muffin
and then
tops.
It led to some bacon incident.
Bacon?
And then some drinking, and then some drinking with bacon. Long story, I meant to call you sooner and didn't because I suck. So I just want to say thank you, and I'm going to keep listening to your show as long as you keep making it not quite as ruined as Big Daddy's.
Oh, I'll do my best.
Hopefully make fun of you some more on a... That's what she said.
Ugh.
Bye, Wes.
Bye, Bjorn.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Bye, Bjorn.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 437 of the BFO for Wednesday. Yeah, that's right, Wednesday, the 7th of October, 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, it is Big Fatty's last day of work at the coal mine, and I'm touching myself inappropriately. Blah! Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Wednesday, your hump day, is going well. Y'all, today is Big Fatty's last day of work at the coal mine for this week because, y'all, I am off to the home. This is into the Fat Cave dining facility. Today, Wednesday, is a coal miner luncheon, which means there may be a skull update tomorrow. There'll be lots of drinking, lots of Tanqueray and tonic, and hopefully lots of gentlemen callers, y'all, because, you know, that's the best way to enjoy an event at the Hara Hotel is plenty of Tanqueray and tonic and gentlemen callers. And, y'all, I've got the giant bottle of Tanqueray 10 pack that Naught sent to me. And, y'all, I don't know what happened, but ever since I mentioned earlier in the week that Naught, hadn't heard a peep out of him, and y'all, he posted over to the BFO on the, I think it was the Monday show, but, y'all, he posted his name, but there was no comment, there was not a peep, still hadn't had a peep out of him, but y'all, evidently, maybe he's peep challenged, I don't know, maybe he is just peep challenged. So anyway, I just don't know. In fact, I think that's going to be today's title, Peep Challenged. Oh, Big Fatty, that's a good one. So, y'all, Big Fatty has still got his list, because I never did finish up with what was on it for yesterday. But y'all, I have confirmed with Miss Kitty, because I spoke to Miss Kitty on Tuesday afternoon, and to confirm again that it is the camp meeting that Miss Kitty goes to with one of the dancing girls from her strip clubs. I think her name is Olive, and Miss Kitty and Olive go up to the camp meeting, but y'all, they don't do the church part, y'all. And it's a week long thing. It goes like from one full weekend through the whole week through the next weekend, and y'all, it's like 10 days of eating, but they've got these shacks that these different families have built around this giant promenade, if you will. And y'all, it's very rustic, very, very rustic. And they go and they hire people from the community to come in and cook all these good southern vegetables. There's always fried chicken, and there's usually at least one other meat that is cooked. And y'all, it's and then in the center of the promenade of all these families, shacks or homes or camp meeting establishments, there is a big field, and that is where the preaching goes on. And y'all, then on the outside of the ring of the promenade is the road that goes around, and that's where they set up the poopers. The porta pooper, and so they've got the porta poopers over there. So Miss Kitty and his dancing girl Olive, they go up there And they eat and eat and eat and eat until they're ready to vomit, y'all, and vomit, and then they overfiber, which is good, y'all, because y'all, if you overfiber, you're gonna lose weight. This is Miss Kitty's theory, and so I encourage all of you to overfiber. And anyway, dear Gussie, they go up there, and then after it's over, then Miss Kitty goes out and walks around the promenade and. And tries to mentor some of the young ones that are up there, the little young chickens that are up there. And, you know, Miss Kitty is an expert at the mentoring. I don't know if you knew that or not. y'all, speaking of shishameet rice, now that was the recipe that Big Fatty gave you on yesterday's show. Y'all, I heard... from the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And y'all, Vera writes to me, and not in a timely manner, I might add, but she says, and y'all, she's slipping because she gave me a compliment. She says, oh, by the way, your shittified rice recipe sounds incredible. And y'all, shittified, it's shishameet. It's not shittified. It is shishameet rice, y'all. And she's actually going to try it. So there you have it. So, and y'all, I got the one that really, really surprised Big Fatty came from Aunt. That's Aunt out there in the San Francisco area who's going to reach up under Big Fatty's kilt next time Big Fatty is out there. And y'all, I've gotten a promise. And, you know, he's sending me a package. It'll be here, just not in a timely manner. And Aunt says, Big Fatty, I am having that right now for brekkies. And y'all, that he's talking about the shishameet rice. He says, I used to have this for breakfast when I was a kid. Basically, it's fried rice. Just throw in a scrambled egg and you can complete the dish. It also adds to the power of your farts. Love, Aunt. And y'all, Big Fatty always is looking for the power of natural gas. And y'all, I hear natural gas prices are dropping. And natural gas has always been a commodity that's plentiful here in the fat cave. And but y'all, the one thing I forgot to mention about the show. Well, anyway, so Aunt, thank you so much for that that information about the shishameet rice and. You know, I'm glad you enjoyed it. And y'all, the one thing I did not mention to you about that is this is a side dish. This is like your hash brown potatoes or your country fries or your grits or, you know, whatever your side dish is. You still fix your, you know, a couple of scrambled eggs and your toast and, you know, the extra piece of bacon or two to go with that. This is just a side dish, y'all. But y'all, you can eat a lot of this side dish. So, you know, just load it up and enjoy that. And y'all, it's especially good if you've got a big old piece of buttered toast and you can just shovel it in with that. So, anyway, y'all, I don't know, I think I've mentioned this before, but y'all, you know, they're doing the Pride 48 part, and there are all kinds of folks that are, that are saying, oh, yes, I will be a part of it. And Big Fatty has declined, y'all, because I'm going to be at the big horror event in Washington, D.C. that weekend. And that is the Martin Luther King weekend. And, y'all, they're looking for themes. They're wanting themes for that weekend. And I'm thinking theming. You know, I have a theme. Instead of I have a dream, you know, I have a theme. And that could be the theme. So, anyway. But, y'all, I have it on good authority that the patron saint of the BFO only lives two blocks from the horror hotel in Washington, D.C., where the big horror event will be held. And so, although I probably will not be doing a show of my own, I may venture over to the patron saint's cloud, if you will. Because, y'all, he's a patron saint, so he's got to live in a cloud, right? And, y'all, he'll be up there on the cloud. Cloud 9, y'all. It's probably Cloud 9. And he will be there with Ron Prada Soho, and they'll be having big girl cocktails. And Big Fatty might go over there and be on the Pride 48 over there. So you just never know. But somehow I don't think I'll be able to ruin it the way that I normally do. Y'all, I always get something from the Raging Cajun down there in the Nolans. And y'all, by the way, that was Bjorn at the beginning of today's show. And he says he has been to the Rawhide before, but he prefers the Phoenix and the Eagle, the Nolans Eagle, which is upstairs at the Phoenix, because there's much more inappropriate touching going on there. And where was I going with that? I don't know. But anyway, oh, and by the way, that was Miss West at the beginning. Also, Miss West is feeling kind of poopy, y'all, because you know she's caught the swine flu from all the big old pigs that were riding the butt pirates. You know, that's what happens when you ride too many butt pirates and you run around half naked at the gay days at the Disneyland. Y'all, he didn't have his ears on and he lost his cup. So, you know, I would say I'm astonished, but y'all, I'm not surprised at all. But anyway, the Raging Cajun, he sends me something, and he says, Big Fatty, happy Tuesday, O Crowning One. Oh my God, I was listening to your Sphincter podcast at work this morning, and I narrowly fell out. When I heard you talk about crowning, well, I lost it. I laughed so hard and loud that everyone had to come to see what was up. It was just too funny. Definitely one of your better podcasts, although they are all a hoot. And y'all, they are a hoot. And give a hoot. Don't pollute. but y'all, what I was going to say about that is, y'all, Big Fatty has gotten, you know, I've run the gambit on this. Because, you know, my grandson said, oh, Big Fatty, I cannot listen to you talking about the crowning and your sphincter control. And Miss La 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 Lauren, she threw up a little bit in the back of her mouth. And, y'all, and like the patron saint, he was giggling like a little schoolgirl, y'all. And so what can I say? And y'all, before I forget, you know, on yesterday's show, I was talking all about bacon, because it was, bacon-centric show. And y'all, I forgot to mention, and I knew I was going to forget to mention it. As soon as the podcast was over, I said, oh, Big Fatty, you've forgotten it. And y'all, Perfetti, who I thought had just gone on to the great beyond, because y'all, you never hear from him. He's never on the Twitty anymore. And y'all, I think he's on The Biggest Loser or something like that. I don't know. anyway, he took a picture at the, now what was it called? It was called, where is this? It was called the Austin City Limits. Now, I don't know what that is, but you might go goggle that. But anyway, he took a picture of a gentleman caller at the Austin City Limits who was wearing a T-shirt that said, bacon is a vegetable. And y'all, I believe that this may be the only way that we'll ever be able to get Archer to eat vegetables, if we declare bacon a vegetable. And Freddie was touching himself inappropriately at the gentleman caller that was wearing the shirt. But thank you, Perfetti, for that fabulous picture. And I'm sorry that I forgot to mention it on the special bacon-centric show. So, anyway. Now, y'all, there were quite a few of you that wanted to help me with Miss Kitty's event. You know, the camp meeting. It is, you know, oh, no, Big Fatty, it's a revival. No, Big Fatty, I believe that's called a homecoming. Oh, no, Big Fatty, that is a Pentecostal hoot nanny. And, y'all, it's camp meeting. So, anyway. Now, y'all, speaking of ancient things, and I've already mentioned Vera's name, so I won't mention any other time. But, y'all, I was watching the Saturday Night Live on Sunday morning. Oh, Big Fatty, how do you do that? Well, I TiVo'd it. And, y'all, they had Ryan Reynolds as the host, and that Goo Goo Lady as the singing sensation Goo Goo Lady. And y'all, I did not, I don't know who, I mean, I've heard the Goo Goo Lady talked about, and everybody seems to like her. And she was on the Dancing with the Stars as the special guest one night. But she wasn't dancing; she was singing. But y'all, I don't know who this Ryan Reynolds is. And y'all, that's how you know when you're getting old. Is when the folks on the Saturday Night Live, you just kind of go, whatever happened to Henry Gibson? Well, he's dead. And, what was that other guy's name that was on there all the time? And, oh, golly, what was his name? He was kind of deadpan, like Henry Gibson. But, oh, Lordy, I can hear them yelling, Big Fatty, but I can't understand what they're saying because you got the ear bobs in and we can't hear. Oh, Lord, it'll come to me. And by it'll come to me, that means somebody will write me and tell me who I'm thinking about. I wish I could remember that guy's name. But anyway, he used to be on all the time in the old days. Not Steve Martin. It was the kind of nondescript guy. But anyway, it'll come to me. I promise you it'll come to me. But y'all, the one thing that I did recognize from the Saturday Night Live is that Don Pardo is still the announcer. Y'all, this is the 35th year of the Saturday Night Live, and Don Pardo is still announcing it. And y'all, Don Pardo used to do, he was as big as Johnny Olsen, not fat, but you know, Don Pardo, oh, that's Don Pardo. And I'm sure somebody that lives on the surface of the sun knows him personally and can attest to the fact that Don Pardo has been around for a long, long time. And, oh, yes, we have shared many successes together. We've worked on numerous projects together. Oh, Don and I go way back. But, that guy's name was just on the tip of my tongue. But anyway, it was kind of nice to hear Don Pardo's voice. But y'all, he doesn't announce very much anymore. Now, Peep Challenged. Oh, Peep Challenged, yeah. I'm reading my list, y'all, and I see Peep Challenged, and I'm going, Greg Friday, what does that mean? Well, Greg Friday, that was the name of today's show that you've already forgotten. Y'all, I don't know if you've checked this out or not, but y'all, they have remade that Let's Make a Deal. But they have not brought back the Monty Hall and the Jay with the Tray and the Carol Merrill. They've got that host, that Wayne Brady, who reminds you, don't forget the words. He used to do that quiz program, but now he is the host of the new Let's Make a Deal. And y'all, they're filming it out at the Tropicana Hotel in the Las Vegas. And I don't know if that's where Vera goes to lose her ass on the Keno or not, but y'all can't you just see her dressing up as I don't know what would Vera dress up as if she was on the Let's Make a Deal? Maybe not a piece of bacon. Y'all, that's a good one. What do you think? This will be good. Why don't y'all call the BFO and let me know what you think Vera would dress up as if she went on the Let's Make a Deal? Because you know, y'all, they are the contestants, dressed as they are, come from all over the United States to make a deal here in the marketplace of America. Dear Gussie, Let's Make a Deal. But y'all, Wayne Brady is no America's top trader or TV's big dealer. Let me just tell you that. There is only one Monty Hall. But y'all, they gave DVDs away to everybody in the audience. So, you know, maybe that'll get Vera to go out there and dress up as a... Maybe she'll dress up as an accordion or something. I don't know. So anyway, y'all, I've got a couple other things here on the list, but I guess I'm just going to have to save them for Thursday. And y'all, I've got a few voice letters in the queue, but if you want to call in and be a part, like all the cool kids are doing, y'all, all the cool kids are doing it, then give Big Fatty a call. And anyway, when I finish talking to you, I'll get Miss West to say...
Bye, Bjorn.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.